Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid.
If you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast, then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition, essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Fighting Lumberjack. Years ago, in what is now New Mexico's Lincoln National Forest, the logging town of Riverside sprawled along the Rio Bonita. A sawmill had been built and the river dammed up to make a large mill pond in which floated the big pine logs to be cut into boards. Because the lumberjacks made good money and spent it freely, Riverside was a hangout for gamblers such as Milt Elkins and Hod Herrick, who, as our story opens one afternoon in the gambling parlor of the North Star Cafe, are fleecing a huge woodsman by the name of Francois Brulot.
This time I get the money back.
Yeah, your luck's bound to change soon. Hang on.
Sure, you can't keep on losing forever, Francois. How much money you got left?
$10. And I come in with 100.
That's too bad. Yeah, she's open.
I will stay.
Well, all right, I'll come along too.
Cards?
One card for Francois.
Couple.
One to the dealer.
Pig! Cheat! I see that!
Careful what you say, Frenchie.
You take a card from the bottom of the pack. I will take the money back.
Oh, no, you.
Come
here. I'll shove this table back into his belly, Milt. Now, let's get out of here quick. This hombre goes crazy when he gets mad.
Pig of a pig. Now I see why I lose all my money for many a week. You play the crooked poker. When I catch up with you, I break you in pieces as I break this table.
Hey, cut that out.
This cafe is crooked. I will put it out of business. Come on, carry on. Francois can lick the hell out of you.
Liars!
Cheats!
Pigs!
You want to fight? You can fight. I will take this pawn apart and throw it away. Then I will find those dogs and take them apart.
There you are, Pancho. There is the town of Riverside, across the Mill Pond.
Oh, that's the town where we go to clean out the crooked gamblers, no?
The lumber company boss hopes we can get them out. Remember, he said the men have little heart for work after being fleeced by the gamblers. So the company is losing out.
But, Cisco, we not know the boss well. Why we do this for him?
We are not doing it for him so much as for the men, amigo. A long time ago, I worked in the woods. I have many fine friends among woodsmen, and I hate crooked gamblers.
Woodsmen not have to gamble?
But they do gamble. It gives them an outlet after long, dull weeks in the woods. Oh, diablo.
Oh, hold up, oh, all the town on the other side of the mill pond, except that cabin on the east side.
Si, Pancho. Now, about the sheriff. The lumber boss said the sheriff was honest enough but lazy. He likes the sheriff, however, and does not want him to resign his job because of two strangers coming to town to do his work. So, be tactful.
Oh, listen, Cisco, what all that?
Sounds like a small riot. Let us get over there. Come on, Diablo, cross the bridge, come on.
Well, the bridge not look strong, but go, loco, go, go.
Yeah, it does look shaky, but it will hold us.
Oh, that sound like a good fight.
Noise is coming from down the street. I think from one of those cafes. This way, Pancho.
You keep your dog. That's why we're taking on the whole lot of you. Get your
boy, boy. It's in that cafe, Pancho. Hold up, hold up. We're looking in the window, Chico.
Yeah. We get into this fight, Cisco?
Oh, I see no risk to, Pancho. None of our affair.
Any God, I will bump your heads together. All right, how many and all of you are coming here to fight Francois?
Oh, Santo, Cisco, that big, big hombre, he fight all the rest of them.
He's doing a good job of it, too, but... Ah, look, there is nobody trying to get behind him with a knife. Come on, Pancho, we must help him. Nestor, señores!
I will get my money back if I have to lick the whole town!
You, with the knife, put that down. Put it down, I said! I'll try to take that gun from you, hombre.
I'll come over you, monsieur.
Oh, Pancho, help you, Cisco. Hombre, eat Pancho and Pancho and Luke.
Out of the way, Pancho. The big one and I can take care of these hombres the way he is fighting.
You back away now, dog. You had enough. Where you come from, monsieur?
Momento, senor. Do not hit me. I'm with you, not against you.
I say I'll lick the whole town and I will lick the whole town.
Santos, do you not understand? I am with you.
Look over at the door, one of those cheats. I want my money back. I will get you, Sion. I will break your bones in pieces.
Here. What's going on here? Let me get in there, boys.
Oh, somebody hit Pancho so hard, Pancho hear bells ringing.
Here. Who started this?
Oh, Pancho not
you?
Started nothing. No, Sheriff, nothing. Pancho just come in here with Cisco.
With
and...
Cisco? Cisco kid?
Si, senor sheriff. Mi compañero and I saw the big lumberjack defending himself against many hombres. We came in to take his part. It seems he was cheated.
Francois can take care of himself, Cisco. And as for you, you're a born troublemaker. I know about you. You two come with me. You're under arrest.
Tell him to go jump in a mill pond, Cisco.
Remember what I told you. Time enough to get tough if we cannot talk him out of this arrest. Let us go with him.
Puffing so far, Hod. You been running?
I sure have, Milt. I went back to watch that fight, and Francois saw me and started after me. I figured I'd better get back here to the room fast.
He won't come into this hotel after you.
I ain't so sure. He wasn't far behind me. You know, Milt, we better get out of here and stay over at that old cabin of ours for a few days. Right now, this town's pretty hot.
Cabin, nothing. I like living in this hotel too well to go back over there.
Open the door, Sheehan. I know you're in there. I see you go.
It's him.
Let him in. I'll stand behind the door and get him with his blackjack.
Open the door. My eyes, Francois Brillo, we'll break it down.
Go on, Hart. Open it.
All right, Francois.
You will give me back the money or I will...
Boy, you sure hit him hard, Milt.
Shut that door, quick.
Yeah.
Help me tie and gag him. For now, we'll leave him in the closet. Then after dark, we better dump him into the mill pond. Make it look like he fell off the bridge and was drowned.
Oh, I don't know, Milt. That'd be murder.
Either we knock him off or he'll make plenty of trouble for us. So we'll knock him off.
Pancho, I think the sheriff was ever going to let us go, Cisco.
There is no question but what he is still suspicious.
But he answered our questions. He tells us about the gamblers in the hotel.
Last I saw Francois, he was headed in that direction. We'll get a room at the hotel, then we will look for him.
Where the hotel office, Cisco?
There we came in a side door, amigo. Office must be at the end of this corridor.
Wait, Pancho.
That hombre who just came out of that room.
Oh, he see you, Cisco. He take one look and he shut the door quick. Who is Cisco?
He's the one Francois saw looking in the door of the cafe, the one he ran after.
What he scared of us for?
I do not know. He certainly did look startled, though.
Well, we knock on the door and ask him.
No. No sense doing that. We will do this, Pancho. You stay here in this corridor and keep an eye on that door. If anyone comes in, get word to me.
Where are you going?
Outside, where I can watch the window of that room. There's some reason why that hombre ducked back into the room so quickly when he saw us. And I want to know what the reason is.
You sure that was a Cisco kid, Hud?
Of course I'm sure. I know Cisco when I see him. I've seen him in Roswell and Santa Fe and back in Amarillo.
Does he know you?
Well, I don't know. I never talked with him, and he never appeared to notice me, but you can't tell about him. He don't seem to see what's going on, but he don't miss a thing.
And you say he was fighting with Francois?
That's right. Yeah, maybe he noticed me when Francois did, maybe he didn't. But he's here in the hotel. I tell you, we better get over to that cabin.
Mm, I'll see if anybody's outside the building. Come here, Hud. Is that Cisco over by the corner of the hotel?
It sure is, Cisco.
Yeah. We'll take a look into the corridor. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. That's his partner.
Watching this room from inside the hotel and outside, aren't they? Duck back out of sight, Hud. Take this blackjack. When that hombre comes in here, use it. Hey, mister! Would you give me a hand with my friend in here? He's pretty sick.
Give me a hand, but Pancho's supposed to stay here and watch. And...
But my friend will die if we can't get him to a doctor's.
Pancho not want nobody to die. See, Pancho help you, senor.
Oh, that's just stuff. Come right in.
See, Pancho like to...
Now, Hud! Reckon that'll hold him for a good long while. We'll drag him into the closet. Then we'll get over to the cabin and den up for a while.
Pancho. Pancho, where are you? Pancho! Now, where is he? He's not in that room. No one was there when I looked in through the window. That hombre may have come out into this corridor and talked Pancho into going with him. Yeah, this door is locked. I have keys that may unlock it. As locked as I thought. But there's no lock. Now, I have a look around this room.
Stay
and I...
right where you are, Cisco.
Very well, Sheriff.
I'll relieve you of those guns. I figured you'd be up to monkey business. That's why I trailed you. Breaking into rooms now, huh?
How do you know but what this is my room, Senor Sheriff?
I checked the desk. You ain't signed in.
You are right. But I can explain this very easily.
Well, you'd explain it to the judge, Cisco. The charge is breaking and entering with intent to rob. Now get going.
This time the sheriff will not accept Cisco's explanation. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner, and it's already 5:30.
Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best-laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to. Not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good, because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods. has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with the picture of quality be your buying guide.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Fighting Lumberjack. Arriving in the logging town of Riverside to drive out the crooked gamblers, Cisco and Pancho immediately got in wrong with the sheriff for fighting. When they convinced him they had only been helping Francois Brulot against a mob of men, he let them go. Shortly afterwards, however, he arrested Cisco again as the latter, in search of Pancho, was entering the hotel room of crooked gamblers Milt Elkins and Hod Herrick. Now.
Keep walking, Cisco. And remember, this gun's right in your back.
I said I could explain why I was going into that room, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, you can talk your head off, but the fact remains you was breaking and entering. Keep those hands in the air.
Well, at least you can listen to what I have to say.
Hmm? I ain't interested.
Yeah, then you are not much of a sheriff.
Careful. I won't stand for that kind of talk, Cisco.
Just why do you think me, compañero, and I came here? Because we like the town? Think again, Sheriff.
Yeah, you came here to rob and steal.
We never robbed anyone in our lives. We never stole anything.
Yeah, I hear different.
I will tell you why we came here. To do your job for you.
What?
The job that you, as sheriff, ought to be doing. Running these crooked gamblers out of town.
Yet I suppose you expect me to believe that, huh?
I do not care whether you believe it or not. It is true.
All right, get in there now. Walk straight ahead to that first cage door. Come here to do my job. Go on. Into the cage.
Un momento. Would you please hand me that newspaper on your desk, Sheriff?
Newspaper? Well, there's no newspaper there.
So there's not. But you look over to see. Yeah. All the time I need to give me that gun.
You can't do this. You're under arrest.
Now, get your hands up, Senor Sheriff, and you step into the cage.
Why, you blasted ornery coyote, you.
I do not like to do this, but I intend to find Pancho and Francois. If you want to come along with me, and if you will give me your word...
I'll give you nothing, confound you.
Then, Senor Sheriff, hasta la vista, and think over what I have told you.
Bring all the money from the hotel room, Milt?
Yeah, Francois's money and all the rest of it. We cleaned up real good in the last couple of months, Hod.
Now, we'd have cleaned up more if that buzzard of a Cisco Kid hadn't come poking around.
We'll just lay low in the cabin till Cisco goes. Then we'll go back to the hotel and start work again.
Mm. You know, the thing that bothers me is that if Cisco could track us to the hotel... He probably can track us to the cabin.
He better not. He knows what's good for him.
Yeah, but the cabin's just across the mill pond. Maybe we ought to keep on going. On up to Albuquerque, maybe.
Not me, Hod. I'll go as far as the cabin, and that's all. Now shut up and go on across the bridge.
Hey, wait a minute, Milt. I got an idea. The planks on this bridge was just put on loose. Now, let's pull them up as we go along and heave them into the mill pond. That'll make it mighty tough for anybody to come across after us.
They can ford over upriver.
Let them. We can see upriver and downriver for a long distance on either side of the cabin. We'd have more time to get ready for them that way than as if they come across this bridge.
Yeah. You're smarter than I thought you was, Hod.
Yeah. Give me a hand with this plank. Heavy as blazes. Overboard she goes.
Yeah.
Now we'll move ahead onto the next plank so as we can heave this one. Hey, just happened to think of something, Milt. We come away in such a hurry we didn't stop to tie Cisco's partner. Just dumped him into that closet alongside Francois.
What's the difference? Cisco will find him sooner or later anyway. I don't care about that. It's a coming over here I do care about. And if they do come over, we'll shoot them down.
Pancho's head. Oh, feels like two balloons. Oh, that you, Cisco? Oh, pretty soon Pancho open his eyes and see. Oh, no, that not you, Cisco. Who kicked Pancho? Pancho not like that. Pancho open eyes now. Oh, is you, big hombre? Where we are? Oh, now Pancho remember. Hombre asked Pancho to help a sick man, and then he hit Pancho. Oh, this must be a closet. Oh, Pancho see if door unlocked. Oh, Pancho's head. Now, Pancho, untie you, big hombre. Oh, but first, you got to promise me not to fight. No, get a gag out of your mouth.
Sacre bleu, those pigs. Hi, Francois, I know where they go. I hear them just as they leave.
Now, not get mad at Pancho. Pancho not do nothing.
I will find them and get my money back.
Here, where are you going,
hombre? Cisco.
Never mind, out of my way.
Wait, I want to talk to you.
I will not wait, out of my way.
Look out, Cisco, he punched you.
Madre mia. Francois in one big hurry.
Cisco, that big hombre, he knocked you down. You all right, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. Santos, he has a punch like the kick of a mule. Are you all right?
Oh, si, Pancho better now.
Where did you find that lumberjack?
Oh, in that closet. The bandidos have him all tied up. They gag in his mouth, too. He tell Pancho he know where the bandidos go.
That is what I want to know. Come on, amigo. We must stop him before he gets hurt.
We're gaining on him a little bit, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Those bandidos must have crossed the bridge. He's running toward the meal pond.
Oh, Pancho, not get on some more, Cisco.
Well, then you'll have to drop behind, amigo. Bandidos may be over there in that cabin. If so, they might shoot him down.
Oh, the planks. Planks gone from the bridge, no?
There they are, Pancho. Look. He's going to cross on those logs in the water.
Now you not can stop him, Cisco.
The same, I'm going to try.
Oh, why you pull off your boots?
So my feet will not slip on those logs, Francois. Boots are caught, mine are not.
Cisco, you not run on those logs.
I've done it before, Chico. Wait for me here.
Cisco, be careful.
Francois, wait.
Francois, we're ready for nobody, monsieur. He has people from the other side of the pond.
You big fool, you want to be killed?
Oh, you run the logs well, monsieur. The Francois is the best one of all.
You will see, I'm coming over on that log. With you.
You think you can spin Francois on this log?
Do my best already, starting now.
You are crazy. I am the best one. I spin you off this log like a big dog.
You almost went to the water then, Cisco.
Almost does not count, Pancho. I may know a trick or two. I'm spinning logs that he does not know. I guess.
There he goes.
Can you swim, Francois?
Oui. About Francois, sleep, monsieur.
And get to shore by yourself. I'm going to have a look into that cabin.
Oh, be careful, Cisco. The hombres come out from the cabin.
I see them, Pancho.
Oh, they got the guns.
I'll be ashore in just another second, amigo.
Let him have it, Milton. Mr. Bastard.
Two can play at that shooting.
Oh, my head.
My bullet only hits your gun, bandido.
Gun him down hard.
Right.
Oh, you have sting too, bandido.
Now we can fight with our fists. Like this. Like this. Like this.
You sidewinder, Cisco.
Even that is better. A crooked gambler like you.
Well, look out for Francois, Cisco.
I will now fix you.
Come here, you big ox. When will you learn? But I am fighting on your side.
You spin Francois off the log. Now Francois knocks you off the ground.
We will see. Who gets knocked off the ground? Right. Go.
How you like that, big lumberjack?
Where? You want to fight some more?
Oh, no. No, mon ami. Never before have I met a better man than Francois until I meet you, monsieur. You will shake the hand.
Gladly, amigo. There we are. And no hard feelings. Now, are these the bandidos who cheated you?
Oui, I will fix them. The dog.
Oh, momento, Francois. We will let the law fix them. Let us find out about your money. Then we will take these bandidos to the sheriff. Pancho, bring over our horses.
Si, Cisco.
I think now the sheriff would believe my story.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, glad Francois, he get most of his money back.
So am I, amigo. I am glad that those crooked gamblers are in jail for a long time.
Oh, see, and the sheriff, he not mad at you. He not mad no more neither.
Well, he finally got over being mad.
See.
You know, I believe that from now on, you'll work harder at his job.
Well, you know who that sheriff look like, Cisco? The sheriff, he look like Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Well, now you mention it, Pancho. Porfirio does look like the sheriff. By the way, where is Porfirio these days?
In Africa.
In Africa?
Si, Uncle Jose get a cablegram from Porfirio the other day.
And what did Porfirio have to say?
He say he's sending some lion's tails.
Some what?
That's what he says, Cisco. He's sending some lion's tails.
Well, that seems strange. Just what did the cablegram say, Chico?
It say, saw two big lions yesterday. I'm sending details by mail.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Acabó!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread, good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it, and to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.